Would you believe that a monk knows who was the most valuable role model in their life? Well, we'll find out. We're going to have our monks read the essay that they have written. The essay took 2 hours to prepare. And then at the end, after they finished, they wrote a 50-word summary telling what the essay was all about. Now, as these monks give these talks and write these pieces of information, they constantly, I want to say more. Well, they can say more. We're going to give them another opportunity. Write a list of glorious things that happened or happen in your life with details. So that'll be the next one. But right now, we're going to listen to Monk Sylvia Enns as she talks about what was the most touching thing in her life from any persons or any people who were what she considers role models. Okay?
Who has been the one person that was and is the ideal role model for me in my life? The one person that was and is the ideal role model for me is the one person that left an impression in my consciousness, not necessarily for a long time, but at the moment of experience that made me remember it today and always. My first memory of someone important to me is my first kindergarten teacher. She was a nun. She was so happy and fun, gentle and loving, that I simply adored her. There was nothing specific in my adoration. I just loved to be in her presence and looked forward to going to kindergarten every day. Then, one day, she was not there anymore, and I was told that she went somewhere else. I remember I was deeply hurt, not because she left, but because she did not say goodbye. Another unforgettable presence in my life was my godmother Lily. In my eyes, she was very beautiful, with her silky blonde hair and her tall, slender body. But it was not just her outer that stood out. She was my indefatigable cheerleader up to my teenage years. She listened to me and she took me serious. She believed in me. She bought me books that I loved and gave me handmade clothes that had a chic touch to them. Nice. In fourth grade, I had a teacher, Mr. Haas, and I always remember him with fondness because he noticed that somebody was making fun of me by giving me naughty names. She did it so quietly that nobody but me heard it. I sometimes gave her a kick or pushed her away in self-defense, and she used to run to the teacher crying, "Sylvia hurt me." There was nothing to say in my defense, and I felt so embarrassed that the teacher should think I would hit somebody for no reason. One day he came to me and said, "Don't worry, I know what is going on." That was the balm on my soul that healed the wound, and I do not even remember if I was called bad names again, because it did not matter anymore. Being wrongly accused was obviously a pattern in my consciousness. I worked as an au pair in London, where Mrs. Irwin became my next hero of a role model, when she did not buy the story of her 3-year-old daughter who cried that I had hit her when she did not want to take her evening bath. She only said to her daughter, "If she did it, she must have had a very good reason." That stopped the crying immediately, and I felt so warm and good inside, I could have hugged and kissed Mrs. Irwin. Also, she never got angry or upset at the mistakes that I, as an inexperienced housekeeper, made. When I attended the first seminar of the University of Healing given by Dr. Herbert L. Bayerle, He became my most important role model, the role model of an illumined spiritual being. The insights and feelings of being able to tune into the bliss and illumination of an accomplished being is a true inspiration for walking my own spiritual path. Walking this path is only easy when I'm able to tune into the reality that Herb carries so obviously beyond all the appearances he likes to play force. When did I awaken to the fact they were an example for me? The moment I felt the sensation of goodness and warmth in the presence of somebody, I instantly knew that I had met somebody that I wanted to emulate. How did they live their life that it was the best possible role model for me, and where and are they consistent living their life as this paradigm for me? Each one of my role model heroes is and has been living their life with integrity. That is the quality that they all have in common. Even my kindergarten teacher lived with this integrity, because only later did I understand that as a nun she had no choice but to go where she was sent to, when she was sent, no questions asked. Am I a living example of them as the ideal role model, and how have I expanded on their pattern, which I see in their life and in my life now? Each one of my role models have left their imprint in my consciousness and set their life as a value for how I want to live my life. I see the pattern of integrity and consistency, and I know that maybe unknowingly I have often acted in similar ways. Their example is a living truth as me. I am still expanding on it. But they have all taught me in their way to believe in myself. And now I'm ready to know who I am and to believe in myself without the obvious support of someone on the outside. Summary. The importance of my role models is that always they are a reflection of my awareness of myself, that they allowed me a glimpse into their integrity is the inspiration to be who I really am. Truly, there is only one role model, myself, and how I live my life.
As we answer these questions and do these essays that are called upon us, we find miracles taking place within ourselves, because we're realizing things that we had never realized before. We had never realized how much people had an impact on our life, or really how much we had created people in our life who were a reflection 100% of our highest and our best. These are things that are good for us to hear, good for us to know, and good for us to practice. And so it is.
I love you, I love you, I love you.